T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So what are they talking about, Phil?
Well, they're talking about not building it for cars only, okay? Because that they say, look, we have possibility of a second bridge running, let's say, from San Leandro or Alameda over to an area around the San Francisco airport. It might relieve congestion, could relieve congestion on the Bay Bridge, and it might on the San Mateo Bridge as well. It's sort of halfway in between. But the problem with a car-only bridge is that if the freeways are backed up on the East Bay side and on the San Francisco side, what you're basically doing is you're just adding another lane of gridlock. So they're saying probably they're exploring four options, different options. One with car only. That one's probably not going to make it. Let's say car and BART above the bay, car and BART under the bay, car, BART, and rail above the bay, or just some other combination of those headed for San Francisco downtown. So, yeah, it's going to be probably a multi-use one that would get rail out of the port of Oakland, get BART, and get cars and trucks moving as well.
Okay, let me say what I think a lot of people are thinking as they're driving along right now. If we consider how long it took to rebuild the eastern span of the existing Bay Bridge, how can we even be talking about this happening in our lifetime?
Because what we're going to be talking about is making the decision about whether it's going to happen and then how we're going to do it. What's behind this? This idea has been around for a long time, Jeff. I mean, it's been going on for, I think, like 50 years, you know.
It's on the table, off the table.
Cost, you know, how can you get it done? What's happening is next year there's a group of transit backers, among them the Bay Area Council, groups like the Silicon Valley Leadership Group that we've heard of in the past that have passed other transit measures. They're sort of a business booster group. They are putting together a mega tax to go on all 9 counties. Okay, we did it before with build out bond thing we did. We're going to do it again. 9 counties, not just 3. And everybody's going to chip in, let's say, an extra cent in sales tax to raise billions of dollars. And that's what they're saying. They want to start targeting what they're going to be selling to the voters in return for raising that taxes. Dianne Feinstein, the U.S. Senator, and Mark DeSaunier, the congressman from Concord, say, we want the bridge as part of that package, or at least to be studied. We've talked about it for a long time. Here's the money. This would be the sales pitch. Whether it goes or not remains to be seen, because it's going to bring in one of the real key questions here as we're getting around and trying to get around is, do you do something really, really big, like a second BART rail or whatever tube across the bay, which is, like you said, cost a fortune, suck up a lot of time, or do you break the projects up and scatter them around all the 9 counties and give everybody a little something? One group says, well, that'll be good in my backyard. The other group says, yeah, but it's not going to change everything overall. So is it going to be what you get around the corner or get across the bay? Anyway, the decision's probably going to be made in the next year, so stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.